Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum was pretty unhappy with Abner for getting him in a live lion instead of an iron one to put out in front of their new public library. However, after Lum discovered that Miss Fredericks admired Cedric for the way he was able to handle the lion, the old fellow changed his mind and decided to keep the lion. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store trying to help Lum in his efforts to become L. Tarzan Edwards, the lion tamer. Listen.
It ain't no use, Abner. I just can't even get near that lion without shivers running up and down my back. I just can't do it.
Well, you got to, Lum. If you ever expect to win, Miss Frederick, you got to show her how brave you are. Now, go ahead. Stick your hand in Irvin's cage there.
I wish you wouldn't call him Irvin, either.
Well, Cedric, give him that name. What's wrong with Irvin?
Oh, I don't know. It makes him seem like a human being instead of an animal.
Ah.
That makes it seem like he knows too much. Knows I'm scared of him.
Oh, that's silly, Lum. Now, go ahead. Stick your hand in the cage there.
It's no use, I tell you, Abner. Every time I try it, he growls at me. Just watch here now. See there? What did I tell you?
Well, Lum, you don't lay your hand in there. You poke it in like you're trying to scare him. Put it in there slow one time.
Listen, Abner, when I stick my hand in that cage, I want to know I'm going to be able to pull it back out again.
Well, that ain't the way Cedric does it. He just lays his whole arm in the cage, just easy-like, Lum. And the lion never does growl at Cedric. Facts is, Cedric can take
it. Oh, Cedric. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing his name called. He ain't done nothing so great and wonderful that I can see.
Well, Miss Frederick thinks he has. She's going around saying how brave he is.
She is, huh?
Why, sure she is. And if you expect to get anywhere with her, Lum, you'll have to get friendly with Irvin. That's what she admires. You know that yourself, as lion tamer.
Yeah, I know it. Grannies, why can't she admire something else besides lion tamers? Why couldn't it be dog trainers or cows? I know I could train a cow.
Why, sure, that's easy.
Or rabbits. It ain't easy to train rabbits. Grannies, I could walk right into a big cage full of rabbits without being scared.
Well, Lum, anybody could do that.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. You might as well just make up your mind to be a lion tamer, Lum. That's what she admires as lion tamer.
She's the stubbornest one woman I ever seen. Side in her head, and you can't blow it out with a stick of dynamite.
Well, now, come on now, Lum. Just try it again now. Only this time, now, don't poke your hand in there fast at the lion. That scares you.
Well, wait a minute, though. Here comes Cedric.
Huh? Well, that don't matter.
Yes, it does. I don't want Cedric to know how scared I am of that lion.
Ah.
He acts so smart the way he can handle him.
No, he don't, Lum. Just happens that Irvin and Cedric gets along well together.
Here he comes. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Cedric. Come
Hello,
on back.
Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum. How's Irvin?
Oh, he's just fine. Lum's been trying to
put... Hush up, Abner.
Huh? Oh, yeah, he's fine, Cedric, fine.
That's good. What I come over for, I wanted to ask you if I could borrow him for Friday night.
Friday night?
Borrow the lion?
What you want him for, Cedric?
Oh, there's a big sociable over at the schoolhouse Friday night. Sociable? Well, you can't take a lion to a sociable.
Well, maybe he's one of them social lions, Lum. I've heard of them.
No, no. Social lions, just a feller goes to lots of parties.
Well, maybe Irvin goes to lots of parties. Let's ask... No, never mind. Nothing. Can't ask a lion nothing.
Of course not, silly.
No.
Well, I don't know nothing about that, but me and Irvin's going to put on a sort of a show over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Frederick said we'd be the biggest traction they'd ever had down there at the schoolhouse.
Well?
Miss Fredericks. Is she the one that asked you to do it?
Yes, Mom. Said she might even write it up and send it in with the school news. Local boy makes success as lion tamer.
Well, good for are you, Cedric?
Well, wait a minute now. I don't know whether I'm going to let him take that lion over there or not. Don't forget, that's my lion.
Well, he don't want to keep it, Lum. He just wants to borrow it.
I know, but, well, it ain't a good policy to loan your lion out just to anybody to ask for it. If you loan him to one feller, then you got to loan him to everybody else in town.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, I won't hurt him none, Mr. Lum. I'm just going to get inside the cage with him and pet him and feed him. That's all.
And Miss Frederick will be awful disappointed if he don't, Lum.
I don't care. Does she know this lion belongs to me, Cedric?
Yes, Ma.
Well, why didn't she come to me and ask me for the lion then?
I don't know. I reckon it's because I told her how scared you was of him. Told her you wouldn't even go near him or nothing.
Did you tell her that?
Well, it's the truth, Lum.
It is not.
It is,
darling. It ain't no such a thing.
It is.
Granny's, I got to get that idea out of her head some way or other.
And I don't know how you're going to do it.
I think maybe I'll let you take the lion over there, Cedric. But I'll go along as your helper and owner. Of course, you want to be sure and all will stand twixt me and the lion.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, Lum.
Well, I don't think I need no helper, Mr. Lum. See, Miss Frederick said if I need anybody to help me get the cage up on the platform or anything, why, Frank Foster'd be there to help me.
Frank Foster?
Yes, Mom.
Well, what does he know about the lion?
I don't know. Miss Frederick and him been walking to school together every day nearly. He's been carrying her books for her, and I reckon they've been talking about it or something.
Yeah, I seen them together.
I don't know what she sees in him. Granny, there's the biggest scaredy cat I ever seen in my life. Is he going to get in the cage with the lion?
Oh, no, Mom. He ain't going to do that. Of course not.
Well, I didn't think so. Big coward.
Coward?
Yeah, coward. Scaredest one feller I ever knowed in my life. Got a yellow streak down his back 4 inches wide. I wonder if Miss Frederick...
You're even afraid to put your hand in a cage and pet him.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, of course it is.
Well, that's all over now, though.
All over?
From now on, things are going to be changed around here. I'm going to be the one that takes Irvin to the sociable Friday night.
You?
Yes, sir. I'll show that Frank Foster, the big coward.
Well, Lama, Miss Frederick didn't invite you to bring a lion over. She wanted Cedric to do it.
Well, don't worry. I'll study up some way to get her to change her mind and invite me instead of Cedric before tomorrow night. Come on, Cedric. Start showing me how to handle a lion.
Miss Frederick said she might write me up in the school news. Local boy makes success out of himself as lion tamer.
Yeah, she did, Lum.
Well, maybe you can go on, Cedric. Might take both of us to handle him. Maybe they'll write both of us up in the school news.
Why, sure, they could do that. Put both your names in the article. Yeah.
All right, Cedric, show me what I do first.
Well, I believe the first thing to do is just to get right in the cage with Irvin.
In the cage?
Yes, Mom, that's what I do. That way Irvin thinks you're a friend of his, like another lion or something.
Sure.
You sure he won't jump on me and tear me to pieces or something?
Oh, no, Mom. Just don't make no sudden moves.
Sudden moves? Now, granted, if he starts in my direction, there ain't no move I can make it be sudden enough to suit me.
Oh, now, go on, Mom. Get over near the cage now and open the door. Make out like you ain't scared of him.
All right, I'll try. Maybe it'll be better with Cedric here.
Why, sure it will. That's it. Get on over there closer now. You don't have to tiptoe, Lum. He ain't asleep.
No, but I wish he was.
Go on now.
All right. Oh, why, Granny, it ain't no use, Abner. That lion hates and despises me, I can tell.
Oh, no, he don't, Mr. Lum. He just wants to play.
Play? I wish he knew some quieter games. Granny, there must be some easier way of doing this. I wish I could practice with the lion on the outside somewhere or other.
Huh? All right, doggies, wait a minute. That's a good idea, Lum. Have Cedric take the lion out of the cage, and then you can practice getting in there. That might make you feel more at home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe then Irvin will see me in there and get to thinking of me as just another lion.
Why, sure.
Go ahead and take him out of the cage, Cedric.
Yeah, get him out, Cedric.
Yes, Ma. Come on, Irvin, old boy. Come on.
That's a time.
I reckon you whistle at lions. I don't know. He don't pay much attention to it, though.
I don't know neither. I never tried to call one myself, Cedric. Look how easy Cedric handles him out along.
Grannies, I wish I could do that. Be sure you got a good hold on him, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I got him. You won't get away. Come on, Irvin. Come on, old boy.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't let him get so close to me, Cedric.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lum. Easy there, Irvin. Come on, boy.
That's our time. All right, now, Lum. Look, now the cage is empty. Go on in there now.
Yeah, I don't mind it so much with Irvin out of here.
No.
I feel safe in here. Feel safer in here than I do out there. Grannies, if we could only figure out some way to get that line to stay over on one side of the cage.
Hey, Lum, look out, Lum.
Well, and I know we can put a glass partition in here. That'll separate me from the line. Nobody could tell it. You think you could fasten that glass in here, Cedric?
Mom.
Hush up, Abner. I'm trying to talk to Cedric. You think you could do it, Cedric?
Well, yes, Mom, I reckon so, but...
Mom, look out, Mom.
Don't interrupt, Abner. All right, Cedric, you do that. And I, Grannies, even if Miss Fredericks won't know it, I am in there. She'll think we're both in the same part of the cage, won't she?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you, Mom. She's standing right up there in the door, heard every word you said.
Well, why in the world didn't you tell me so?
I've been trying to.
Oh, my goodness gracious.